Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B, not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display, showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one, bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsene and Amber, always keep the fellas tone, helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric, they keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesday days at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up for Z1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guac, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, here we are, Wednesday the 15th. Welcome to another episode, Nod Your Head Wednesday. Tonight we got my man Tosh from the Alcoholics coming on, and we got one of his people out of his camp coming through here tonight, man. Got some new music for you with the Lox. Man, we got a nice show coming on tonight. We waiting on Red to kick through here. She got to put my niece to sleep, but it's gonna be a pretty smooth show tonight, and we gonna do what we do every Wednesday. Again, I want to put it out there. If you guys got any new music that you want to be played on the show, your shit has to be on point. Has to be tight. Don't come here with no bullshit. And I'm going to play something of what I mean about bullshit. You know, different strokes for different folks. But, if you want to get your music played on the show, man, Logical, LOGIKAL3@gmail.com. Send me some of your MP3s. Send me some information, and I'll run it on the show. This weekend, I actually had a piece from my man X-Ray. That's another thing I'm doing. I'm dedicating at least 20, 30 minutes, man, to, you know, the DJs out there. Send me your best, you know, mixed up shit, man. You know, show me some skills, you know, with the turntables, the CDJs, you know, your Pioneers, or your Serato, man, and send that to that same site, and we'll get it moving, you know. But, that's what's going on, man. I want to talk about something later on, too, about these cops, man. They getting real silly out there, man, but what else is new? Also want to hit y'all with this little joint here, man. They played this today in New York, and people are questioning it. But, you know, I don't normally play this stuff on the show, but, you know, sometimes I find some shit that's fucked up. You know, I'm going to let y'all hear it, and y'all tell me what y'all think. So hit me up on the call-in, 718-766-4553, and let me know what y'all think about this joint right here.
Sweat it out, they mind.
All you gotta do is turn on MTV one time and see that white girls, they crazy. White boys, they crazy. Then they get all crazy and they have a crazy ass baby. Have you ever thought of this? No, well, this is why they pill you. 83% of white people have traits of serial killers. I see white people kissing all they dogs on the mouth. And I see those white people saying you really gotta cut this shit out, man. Y'all fucking white people crazy. White people crazy. White people crazy. All white people crazy. White people, they crazy. White people, they crazy. White people, they crazy. White people, they crazy. White people crazy. All white people crazy. White people crazy. All white people crazy. TMZ, they crazy. Ron Burgundy, he crazy. The Dynasty, they crazy. Have Obama, he crazy. Okay, now straight jackets, trailer parks, country music, golf cars. Duck hunting, guitars, watching hockey, NASCAR. Ask any white person they know about any white person they know. And they'll admit that they friend, admit that they know the crazy for sure. Oh, and Jerry Springer was all white and all, man, he crazy. Adoption exists, yeah, white people try to kill their babies. Okay, white people, they crazy since they was babies, gravy. I remember being in that womb like, let me out, I'm going crazy. White people crazy. White people crazy. People crazy, all white people crazy. White people, they crazy. White people, they crazy. White people, they crazy. White people, they crazy. White people crazy, all white people crazy. White people crazy, all white people crazy. Ron Deere, he crazy. Heisenberg, he crazy. Eminem, he crazy. White people, listen, y'all crazy.
And now, breaking news bulletin. I know you thinking about stealing this shit. If your friend's showing you this, and this is in the middle of it, your friend stole this shit, because it's not in the iTunes version. And now back to your regularly scheduled program, white people.
Little old hair, Britney Spears, oh man, they crazy. Charlie Sheen and Will I Am, oh man, they crazy. I said Bill Clinton, he crazy. Mark Stewart, she crazy. Billy Mays, he was crazy. Kanye West clothes, they crazy. Stuart Griffin, oh man, they crazy. Tyler Crater, Homer Simpson, oh man, they crazy. Brian Dunn, rest in peace, he crazy. Johnny Knight, he crazy. Hitler, he was crazy. Oh, your white people, you're crazy.
Man, y'all fucking white people crazy, man. I ain't got no reason to lie to y'all, man. But really, though, I don't know what we do without y'all, though. You know what I'm saying? Let me get serious real quick on you. Can I get serious with you real quick? $1. iTunes. Some of your white ass money. $1. I do it for you like this.
Here go. Hold me up with a dollar. Hold me up with a dollar. One fucking dollar. Man, just one fucking dollar.
We back.
That's rocking.
Yo, we back. And that was a joint, man, I heard early today, man. It's playing it out in New York, man. White people, we crazy. By this cat named Ruckus. So, you know, people calling saying it's racist and all that, but I'm like, I don't really hear nothing racist about it. But it is what it is. You got people out there that say what they want to say. Normally, I don't play trap music, but I had to share this with y'all because it had me cracking up. If you ain't seen it yet, go check it out on YouTube, man. Of course, I got the bootleg copy because wasn't no way I was going to find it unless to download. But I got, you know, YouTube's MP3 download. Y'all want to see the video, go check it out. It's on YouTube. But, yeah, we got a caller in, man. What's up, man? Who am I speaking to?
Hey, what's happening? It's man. DisturbingNewTrend.com, Streetpreneur TV, man. We nationwide, but, you know, originally out of Chicago. Now, I just got to tell you, man, so far in 2014, half of Obama, he crazy, best verse yet, I'm telling you, of the year. That shit hilarious. I was straight cracking up, man.
Yeah, it's good that you call in, man. What's been going on with you, though, man? Slow motion.
Yeah, you know what, man? You know, man, I moved out to Chi, man. You know, I was covering all the concerts out there. Me and my guy, you know, Brock Sampson, you know what I'm saying? My guy Gunny, man, he, He worked with Naja Head, man. You know, last time I seen him was at the Nas concert, man. But I'm out here in Omaha, Nebraska now, dog. And, you know, just doing photo shoots.
What you doing out there? When the hell you get out there? Damn.
Man, you know, getting this paper, man. You know, the shot, man, at this point. You know, ain't no bread out there like that, man. It's too much drama. Shit costs too much, man, you know. And, man, it's been, you know, it's been popping for me, man. All I can say, big fish in a small pond. That's always, you know, you eat good in that scenario.
Man,
you know?
I was wondering why I hadn't seen you at none of the scenes, man, because, you know, I ain't talked to you in a while, man. I ain't seen you on Facebook or nothing like that, you know, but I happened to see you online today, and I was letting you know about the show. But, yeah, I didn't even know you rolled out like that, man, you know, because I ain't been up to the Shrine in a minute, man. And, you know, I'll probably be at Subtees Saturday because Roz Cobb's supposed to be out there. But, yeah,
oh,
I didn't know you learned like that, man. You got out of here, man, when before the polar vortex, you know.
Man, you know, just trying to make it happen for me and mine and all my loved ones, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you know, just tremendously blessed, man. You know, I do miss them shows out in the shop, man, because so far out here, man, they done had Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. Now, I missed the Jay-Z concert, but they were talking about they were shooting up there, man. I'm like, oh, that's some garbage, you know, but we'll see, man.
You know,
we got
I ain't talked to Tito. Yeah. You know, you remember Tito from the Shrine. He did all the pictures over there. So I can't call.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, because he was there. So, you know, he was taking pictures for that show. And like I say, you know, my connects, man, are kind of lax because I ain't really been out. But, yeah, if anything, he'll let me know if it was shooting. I ain't hear nothing about it on the news either, though. But like I say, you can never tell with Chicago, man. It was over there on the west side. So you can never pretty much tell what's going on. But, yeah, he was out there last week, wasn't he?
No, I don't even know, man. I'm kind of out of loop on that tip, man. But you know, man, I'll be down there again, man. We'll definitely link up, you know. But I'm loving the show, man. This, you know, to me, this shit is so valuable right here because, you know, it's a way for us to stay in tune. You know what I'm saying? Even with all the distance and everything, you know, I got my guy out in New York, man. He getting some footage and, you know, we doing our thing nationwide, man, and it's beautiful, man. I really appreciate the show, man. And I just want to, you know, give you a big ups on that. And
appreciate it.
Yeah, man, actually, I got some questions for Tash, too, later, man. So I don't know if you want me to call back or you put me on hold. It's all good. I'm, you know.
If you got a laptop, just listen in, man. I like to say, you can listen in on the show through your phone or whatever, man. But if you got a laptop, listen in on your laptop or whatever, man. I'll leave you on hold, whatever you want to do, man. But just stay tight, and we'll continue on, man. But good
that's
calling
what's up,
man.
Can I plug my website one more time for you, man?
Go ahead.
All right, y'all, man. For the most amazing photography, I paint with light, y'all. www.disturbingnewtrend.com. And also peep out Streetpreneur TV. And shout out one love to Naja Head Entertainment. They're keeping it real tight with y'all, man. And I just, you know, it's much appreciated, man, keeping me in tune. And, yeah, we're going to link up real soon, man.
That's what's up, man. All right, so stay tuned, man. I'm going to get into some more shit, man, and just stay tight with us, man. Bet.
Most def. I'm...
Yo, that was one of my peeps, man, out of Chicago, man. I ain't even know my man moved. He's still listening there to the show, but I ain't even know he rolled out, man. But, you know, it be like that sometimes because it's pretty much, man, like, the cat been moving, busy. So, speaking of which, now that I think about it, he said he was in Oklahoma. And, yeah, that's what I want to talk about, man. These cops out here, man, is getting outrageous, dude. They beat this 64-year-old dude, man, for 7 minutes because he didn't respond to their yelling. And, you know, I know cops get irate and mess like that, man, but when you don't respond to them right away, acknowledge them and everything. But see, here's the kicker, though. The brother couldn't acknowledge them because he was deaf. How can you acknowledge and you can't hear? Now, the thing that kind of kicks me about it, though, and I know it's handicapped people out there to do what they got to do, and, you know, they have disabilities and things of that nature. Why is he driving if he's deaf? Because you can't hear anything. If you hit somebody, you can't hear them scream. You know, that's my only peeve with that. Other than that, yeah, of course he's not going to hear you if you're yelling at him and everything. And then there's a sign, according to what was said in the report, you know, he has every indication in his window on his license that he's deaf. You know, obviously the officers didn't look that, and now they have, damn, you know, you know, fucked up moment, because they didn't beat this dude. You know, they beat him down, and he got two black ass eyes, man. 54-year-old diabetic deaf driver, man. Oklahoma City, January 3rd. Cops whooped his ass, man. He wouldn't respond to them, and that's wrong, dude. That's it's messed up, man. These cops is like really out here bogus, man. Like I say, for all you young cats out there, man, you know, you guys are targets, dude. Y'all gotta be careful out there, dude. For real, it's not safe. It's not safe at all. You know, prayers go out to that brother too, man. I hope he pulled through, and I hope he sued the fuck off out of him, and you know, get some money out of that, man. Some type of restitution for that, man. Because these cops, man, they don't give a fuck. They really, really out there bogus, you know. Another news out of Chicago. The city of Chicago is cracking down on drivers who are using handicap cards. So we have further news about cops. Y'all be careful out there at them handicap place, man. It's not nice. Hold on tight. I'm going to go into a little piece of music here. I got a call in, but hold on tight, and we're going to get right back to you. So stay tight.
Because fire do, fire do, fire do your mind.
I just go wherever I'm living. It never matters. I'm in line with my dreams. I exhibit in my patterns. I'm consistent. Running back if you ever miss it. Keep it clean, but so hard that it feels explicit. Listen, stay shining. My life forever beams, body and beams, and everything between. So respect the queens and queens I'm on the scene, and I do all of this in the voice that I've seen. I can't pretend to be anything I am not. I came to leave a mark, and I will be the brightest spot. I will do it to the day I'm in my grave and start to rot. Cause I love it, and I feel like it's the only thing I've got. It's the one thing I get right all of the time. I don't write all of the time, but when I'm writing, I shine. What a call up in mind, humble yourself. Make sure you're arrogant, matching your grind. See, when I'm rocking, I'm fine. It's the time in between that really kills me. This is what I do, can you feel me? See, this is music from my soul, it's the real me. If you wanna steal my flow, you gotta steal me. And even then, I'ma still be shining. Locked in the basement, rhyming. Banging on the wall, so my cat toys keep the perfect timing. Team DY on the other side, grinding. Keep
fire sound when I focus, notice it's just noise. These rappers just boys, force the source to the plush toys. I'm actually the hardest, check the profile. Advocate for artists like you all in the same gang. Now highway wide open, why y'all all in the same lane? Word, let's switch it up, yeah I know, drop it low. Now let's pick it up, that weak shit, gotta go. Stay top, catch me where the hoppers and the poppers go. Crabs in the barrel like poppin' up. Talking about Geronimo, crap effects are much realer. Stop snitching, they never been for no drug deal. Yeah, I said it, get at me if you don't wait. Freedom is the target, take aim when it helps.
Shining. I played her last week, and I'm trying to hip y'all up to new females in the game. This is Dynasty. This is one of Primo's people right here. This Dynasty and Talib Kweli, Stay Shining, man. I was actually asleep on her album. I didn't even know she had an album out, man. You need to check her out, and you need to check Rhapsody out, man. So I'm going to play a little joint from Rhapsody later on tonight. But from time to time, we get legends that call into the show, especially if I ask them to call them. That's great respect and appreciation, man, that these people do this. And this cat, man, he was on last year, and he was promoting some new music that he had out. He's got another album out. Not an album, I should say a single. And I'm going to play that later on. But I'm going to introduce him. Legendary Granddaddy IU, something new y'all don't remember. Cold Chiller Kid. I'm granddaddy at you. What's up, man?
Ain't nothing to it, man. It's chilling. It's chilling, man.
Man,
Calling in. That last shit you just played with fire, too.
Yeah, yeah. I was sleeping on that, man. I didn't even know anything about her. You know, I scan YouTube, man, for, like, classic stuff, some, you know, joints like that. You know, stuff that I miss because, you know, as we both know, the radio don't play every day, you know.
Yeah.
And you got this is the only outlet you got. Yeah, this is it. Right here. You got to go online and listen. And so that's what I tried, you know, to do is find joints like this, you know, people that haven't heard it because I was, like, I was stunned. She was, you know, she was out there. I mean, I still got a whole album of dope shit that she got, you know.
Man.
So.
But
what's going on with you? Dynasty.
I haven't looked that up.
Dynasty.
Nah, man,
yeah,
this,
Dynasty.
You know, trying to put this music out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just dropped a single that was Sasquatch Feet and shit, and single with the video. Now I'm trying to wrap this album up, man.
Now, how long you got to the album drop, man?
But once I turn it in, 4 weeks. Once I turn
four weeks.
In, you know, I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting for a couple of mixes.
Probably about spring. Springtime, it should come out a little bit before that.
Yeah, before that, because I got like 2 mixes to finish up. That's it, you know. Go to mastering, turn this shit in.
Yeah. No collabos on it this one or no?
Nah, just the one with Sadat X, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, a few of my people from around the way, but, you know, I know known people and shit.
That's what's up.
I try to stay away from all that collabo shit.
No, you don't want nobody, you know, messing up the record or what, you know.
Nah,
you just want to
be like,
your stuff.
He got 100 people on his album and all that shit. Nah. I do me. I don't need all that shit.
Man, that's
be
what's
lazy.
Up, man.
That's
what
it is.
I like that shot Sasquatch Feet joint, man. I was cracking up. I was like, my man sampled big up in there, too, man. That's what's up, man. Well, I was fucking with you last time about that album, man. I was like, dude, man, you got to press that on wax, man, because I do not have that in the collection, man. I got it on CD promo, but I don't have it on wax, man. I was looking hard for that joint, too, man, when I found it, when my guy sent it to me. And I was looking hard as hell for that shit, man, on wax, and it never came out on wax.
Which one was that?
That one, that very first single you put out, I think after you got off of Cold Chill, not single, but that LP. I can't remember it right now. But we were talking about it on your page.
Oh, Stick to the Script.
Yeah, that joint.
Yeah. We ain't pressing no vinyl for that shit.
Yeah, that would be lovely. You should, dude. I'm telling you, man. People will grab that up, man. It will nab that up. I mean, considering what we got out there now, that still stands up today. So,
Okay.
Yeah. I got somebody on here. He might have some questions for you. Hold on 1 second.
All
right. What's up, man? You got some questions for Granddaddy IU? Yeah, I guess he ain't in there now. He's listening, but he ain't there. Yeah, it'd be like all that sometimes, man. Call in. Sometimes they don't hear you. Sometimes they're listening on the show, man. You never know, man. But no, man, I appreciate you checking in, man. When the next single dropping, man?
I got to pick out which one I want to do. I don't even know. I got so much shit, man. It'd be soon,
man,
though. That's
good,
for sure.
Man. Y'all stay in the lab dropping stuff, man. So Dot, I think he dropped another one this last year. You know, so y'all stay in the lab.
Yeah, he always coming out, that nigga. Your beast
between
with it.
Him, you, R.A., who else? Like I said, we talked to Drez. He in there with A.G. Showbiz. He's in the field with Showbiz. Yeah, he doing some shit with Showbiz. So, you know, I'm waiting on that to drop out too, man. He gave us the Russell Simmons interview, though. That was a quick 15. He was in and out, man. But, I mean, he was a quick Russell Simmons. I was trying to find out what was going on with my man Chi Ali, man. See what's up with him, man, since he been out. I know he did one with the Locks, you know, with a couple of them cats. So, but yeah,
Boy,
man, stay in. Yeah, it's on there. I put it on the page, man, so you can check it out, man. He's got a link to it on his page, man. It's pretty tight, man. I know that there's another one I'm going to play tonight, man, if you stay listening, man. Just I got the Lox EP on here.
Yeah, I heard that.
What you think?
Fire.
So, man, just stay tuned, man. I really appreciate you calling in, man, and politicking with me for the hot few, you know. And I say, legends are always welcome on the show, man. Every time if you happen to listen in and you hear some shit, man, you want to get in the conversation with us, man, please do.
That's what's up.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you calling in, Chief. I'll get up with you.
All right, cool. One.
Thanks, man. One. All right, so we back on the air, and that was my man, Granddaddy IU. Look like Red Child finally made it in. Red,
yeah,
what's up, baby girl?
I'm sitting here trying to be warm. It is cold as I don't know what.
Are y'all getting the polar vortex down there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing. You just missed Granddaddy IU. He was on here for a minute, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That is good people right there, man. You know, I met him on Facebook, man. Just started politicking with him. He was on the show. D got him in on the show, man. And, you know, we crack jokes and shit on his page and shit talking about bullshit on there, man. I asked Cat to come through. That's what's up, man. That's a real gentleman right there, man. That's a cat, man, that come through. You know, when you ask some of these cats to do stuff like that, man, you know, some will, some don't. Can't be mad at all of them. But, you know, it helps, you know, because people are interested in what you're doing, man. So I appreciate that brother calling in, you know. How's baby girl doing?
She's sleeping now.
She's
doing good, boy. Put the flip-flops on her.
Be like that. You got to knock them out.
Yeah, the ride helps,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. I'm trying to find my man's song on here. I know I put it on here. You know, Blog Talk Radio, man, is funny, man. Their dashboard is weird because you can't see all of the songs, you know, lined up correctly. So it's like you got to scroll up and down and look for them, and you can't find them all the fucking time, man. I know I got this cat song on here. Because I put it on here today. But if not, I'll play it later on, man. But I do want y'all to hear this Q Unique, man. This shit right here, it came out last year, and this dude, they got this joint on here called A to Z, and they got J-Zone on here. And I know a lot of y'all, he's like an underground rapper and stuff like that, man. But, he did production and everything, man. And this cat has been like MIA. As far as I know, for a minute. Now I can't find his damn album and shit. I got the Yancey Boys today. That's an album that was slept on 2013. That was Jay Dilla's brother. Got a couple of Yancey Boys joints on here. I got Rock Marcy, you know, his new album on here. I have some shit for y'all tonight. So we're going to keep. Oh, and I got Lit Nuts. Hold up. Yeah, I know that sounded nasty. Lit Nuts. Yeah, that's the Beat Nuts. That's the Beat Nuts.
Oh,
and the
yeah. Okay. Yeah,
and they were
okay.
Supposed to drop an album or an EP, and for whatever reason, it never came out. But I got like two joints off of that. Thurston Howell III did a joint with them. So I got some shit for y'all tonight. So I ain't going to talk too much. Hopefully, we get some more callers. I'm hoping my man Curious George will call in tonight. If not, we'll catch him another time. Y'all don't remember Curious George? He had that album, The Constipated Monkey. Walk Like a Duck, old school MCs, man. That's what we do up in here. So I'm going to let y'all hear this Q Unique joint, A to Z.
You gotta start it with absolutely acrobatic astonishes as always. School of hard knock hallways acquired all A's. Anatomically appealing to actresses, astronomically above average.
Lyrics I babble, bullets bust through my jawbone like a burning barrel. The ball buried in a battle. Besides that, I bake bait and beat you in the face to the butt of the biscuit.
Hey, yo, cat, check a charge. Collect camouflage. Cause Cambridge cop can't see. Check, catch a charge. Contracted chiller. Seen in contact.
up custom coat, tin cop, cheap chinchilla. The devastating dastardly deliverer, done doing devious deeds, third cheap. Don't disappoint detention, young dummies, he decapitate snakes with the DDT.
Esoteric, the equivalent of an earthquake. Enemies envy my energy. Even Electro embraces the way that he has elimination erases.
I'm the first rap inferno, knowing how to follow. Nobody felt this flame besides firefighters. My name is Fort Field, the flyers of the fly. Fantastic like the four furious like five.
No H in this, greedy greatness. Good, you got a gun rap, put a gape in this. Go and get it, for Edo's a go-getter. This gas break the glass, your ass full of glitter.
Howie has a habit of hitting hash, homie. Hell has a heaven happy, he is half holy. Help himself, hates handouts, he's on it. High as hell, healthy, humble, hungry, and on it. I'm iconic, I told it ironic. Einstein, the rhyme shines if I thought it. When I spot the prize, got my eyes on it. Cause I wanted a my DM
on you and your jiggaboos just too slow. Jaw jacking your junkyard dog should have jumped on Joe. Smoke joints like a juggernaut, jaw like a chip. Or half Jew, but all Jews don't know jujitsu.
No, I kickstart parties like Kawasaki. Kilowatt, kill king like killer Kowalski. Kidnap kidneys, keep them on a cabal. But keep knocking these kids in the kindergarten.
Hell, Lucia LeBranty lets me leave. A legacy of love, legendary lines lunge out the lungs, my lifeline lips leave life into limbs. Lieutenant Longshank, Lord of Larry.
Motor mouth motivated, momentum's good, Motown's Marvin. Masterful emotion, move MCs, make madness mostly. Musically magnificent on the mic.
Not for nothing, I'm the nasty narcissist. New school novelist, knocking off novices. Northeast beats, noose and new jacks. No nonsense, nor reach the news
flash. Oh no, okay, Oak operating oddly. Out of the ordinary, on original odysseys. 1 ounce of an oddity ought to open the ozone. On occasion, October Oak occupies an old.
Please, Puff Oli ain't no piece of shit puppet. I proceed to the podium and perpetrate his plummet. Party people love it when I practice what I preach. I pulverize your passion pin and spit out the beat.
Oh! Qualify as a quorum of quality. A quantum leap over the queer quibble of quantity. Quid pro quo, if we quarrel in quicksand, would you quit quietly? I mean really, just quit, man. Record really ready, renditions of rap steady. Raw, really rap, rings round rappers. R.E.K. Death rash is ridiculous, rhyme restitution. Revolution, I rep R.E.K.
Yes.
Flames of sicko, San Francisco, smoking a slip, talking inside his sanity, a stupid ass hip. Speed, spray seed, shoot, semen and sluts. She can spit at the swallow, she's still screaming.
She got T.I. Terror Squad and terminology, 1020s and tabs, trapping technology. Turntable technique, try and test the team. My tribe on the train track, throwing text
you.
I'm as ugly as it gets, I drink from a horn of a unicorn. I unibomb in a uniform, I'm unique with the form. Under the umbrella, cause when it rains it storms, the wife was utterly disgusted when I unveiled the horn.
Pope, Piccolo, Valid, Victorian, bitches, fixin' his vagina visit, Diva, Voodoo, Vintage, Vinyl, Violent, Vladimir, Vodka, Vinyl.
From Rest Electro to WBLS, I rewind, way back when John and Walt combined. We'll see when the who's who drop, I watch a wither, cause y'all soft like Dre, or when the watch liquor.
The X Factor, why they treat me like an ex-con, can't execute an executive job at Exxon. Feel an exhaust as I exterminate the next, and explain with my hands like I'm Terminator.
Why is the question often asked by those? You don't know why, it's a question I pose. If you knew why, then you wouldn't have to ask. It's why I equal knowledge of the presence and past.
Zunga zunga zunga. Man, you know damn motherfucking well ain't no real words start with Z. That's a disadvantage. I ain't tripping. You could have got Chief Chinchilla with the C, but you had to get greedy and go for the Z, didn't you? J-Zone, I don't rap no more. I just talk shit, I retired. Peace.
Something's burning, I can't figure out what. It's either lust or a cloud of dust. Judgment is clouded, must just be the powder from the power of love. But I'm in something I don't know how to get out of. That's my girl in the house alone. My soon to be spouse alone. And the further I walk, the louder. Pause for a minute to make certain that's what I heard. Death of all, this is her place, so I give her the benefit of the doubt. I think I might be about to muscle. The thought scary, yo, though, when it hurts. Break, hope it ain't, here we go, yo. Cause my head already goes to worst case scenario, though, in the first place. But you confirm my low end, there it is. Should've known when I made it all the way to first
base.
And that was only the first
day,
could've made it to home plate. But you slid straight for the dome and go
face first.
No, you don't understand. I don't. To anyone, to ever.
Yeah, that ain't what they all say, I'll say. You can suck a softball through a straw, used to be my fiance. See, you suck Don Wayne, Andre and Kanye, LeBron, Akon, Jay, Little John, Raekwon, Mace, Polo to Dondre, Dante, Raw, James, Conway, Kwame. Guess I'm getting my good goddamn jigger on, eh? Cause your name, I'm Beyonce. But fuck it, I'm moving on, you women are all crack. But I'll probably always keep on playing the
game of
love. She doesn't love me.
No, she don't love me no more. She hates my company. Yeah, she don't love me no more.
I tried to get her up out of my business, my segment to store. She screams she loves me like she never did before. And I told her,
I'm a sucker for love, you a sucker for dick. Sucking dick in your mama tub. Then your granny walked in, told the stupid nigga to duck under the water. He drowned like an abortion. They booked you for manslaughter. You beat the case and I caught you.
Sharan is not available. Now leave a message at the tone. And Kendrick, don't forget to buy your Ferris. Expensive heels, your little fucking Ferris wheel. Fucking spinning on me, fuck your dick. We gon' get married still. Fucking Mary had a little lamb. This ain't a fairy tale. Fairy god, mama better tell you how I fucking feel. Like you should fucking beat it or fucking eat it while I'm on my period. Now have a blessed day.
Bitch, you serious? I'm in the mirror with this look on my face. Curious why you ain't fucking with me. You cut me deep as a Syrian. You know I want you bad as a Benjamin. I'm delirious. I want you bad as the head shattered on George Zimmerman. After the Dillinger, hit him diligently and killing him. His mouthpiece for a Cadillac emblem.
That's analogy and metaphor for you. I should win a metaphor. All the ways I adore you. This is me talking torture. Yeah, I got some home training. That ain't what you like, ain't it? What about if I was famous as Marshall? What you get fellatio in the carpool? Cops pull us over. They just want to know if your gargle singing.
I hope she's good enough. Meanwhile, you're chasing her.
Chlamydia couldn't even get rid of her. Pity the fool and pity the fool in me. I'ma live with the
game of love.
She doesn't love me. No, she don't love me no more. She hates my company. Yeah, she don't love me no more. I tried to get her up out of my business. My fact is the store. She screams she loves me like she never did before. And I told her,
I'm feeling betrayed. Snatched my house key off a keychain. She jumps off eBay from the wire cake. Now she's tasting me with a cheese grater. Here goes that broken record cliche. It's all my fault anyway. She's turning the tables. I'ma be break. She treats my face like Serrano. She cuts and scratches like a DJ. Each day is an instant replay. They say what we display. Symptomatic of addict behavior. Back together, but forgot today was her B-day. She cut me off on the freeway. Simple misunderstanding. But just as I went to slam on the brake, that's when I realized that she may be crazy as me. Wait, bitch, cut my fucking brake line. Step on them fuckers 8 times. Still going 73. Thank God there's an exit coming up. But the mother F-U-C-K wrong when I hit the off ramp. Psychosis to a goddamn hard, hit a fucking tree. Now here she comes, full speed, she's racing at me. Okay, you wanna fuck with me, eh? Now the bitch out of car through the window, she's screaming. I body slam on the cement until the concrete gave and created a sinkhole. Buried this sinkhole and it didn't pay to have the street repaid. Woke up in a dream state in a cold sweat, like I got hit with a freeze ray during a heat wave. Yes, I eventually caved though, cause she's laying next to me in bed, directly aiming again at my head. Woke up again and jumped up like fuck it, I've had it. I'm checking into rehab, I confess I'm a static addict. I guess the problem's so clingy. Every girl I've ever had either says I got too much baggage or I'm too fucking dramatic. Man, what the fuck is the matter? I'm just a fucking romantic. I fucking love you, you fucking bitch. Combative, possessive. In fact, last time I was mad at an ex, I actually set off the chain reaction. A tragic event. I said hit the road, and after she left, I sent that to Texas. Said be careful driving, don't read this and have an accident. She glanced to look at it and racked fast. Thought we had a connect. No sense dwelling, mate. Never been a more compelling case than the model covered in Lori yelling mate. You fell from grace. 11 stories for storytelling while the whore was yelling rape. For the vocal cords were swelling and her voice was more hoarse than Tory telling face. Still they swarmed the gates of my fancy estate to greet Norman Bates with a warm embrace. Let your Andrea Gates. Don't ask me for a date, don't delay. Well, the sentiment's great. But wait, think this been a mistake? You wanted to intimidate, I want to intimidate. I have infinite hate in my blood, it's mainly cause that I came up. Wait, dinner at 8. I have infinite hate in my blood, it's mainly cause that I
came up. Love.
Yo, we back. Red, you with me?
Yeah, well, that's a new Eminem.
Yeah, what? That was Eminem and Kendrick Lamar. That was pretty dope, man. That was a dope little joint right there, man. That little collabo between them two, man. yeah, I would have had a brain fart for a minute, man. I was checking out something on my screen and forgot what I was doing. Doing the damn show, man. Oh, it's been a stressful weekend, man. Week, whatever. But it is what it is. But yeah, we had my man Granddaddy IU on earlier, and I'm gonna get around to his song later on, play his Sasquatch feat, and I got a few more joints. I played that Dynasty earlier, man. I swear, he liked that. I was trying to get his thoughts on it, man. I'm slipping, man. I'm straight sleeping. I did not know this chick was out there, man. I knew about Rhapsody, but I didn't know about her. So if y'all see that album,
where's she from?
You know, I have little to no information on her, man. I could look her up right now, but, I'm going to have to look up and see where she's from. Rhapsody is with Ninth Wonders. That's another one y'all need to check out for, man. She's pretty dope. Other than that, what's been going on out down your way?
I can't call it, although they've been talking about, you know, Outkast, because Outkast getting ready to start their touring. Yeah, they've been talking about that. Well,
I really like to see a fly on the wall. And, you know, just find out what went on between them. Why they ain't making no more records. Excuse me. Because neither one of them are really talking about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we dread it for no negativity, but it kills me, man, that the reason cats distance themselves from each other. No, I don't want to say they separate like they married or nothing like that. But it just tripped me out the way cats distance themselves and, you know, don't put out no new music and everything because of, you know, internal problems and stuff. I ain't going to say beef, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was the record label.
Well, that's kind of what Tribe was saying at one time, too. The record label was, you know, playing them shady. And, you know, that's why they ain't putting out no more records. Because if I understand, I think they still owe some records, you know.
Oh, damn.
But, you know, that's why they ain't really toured, per se, as a group for what, you know, and made no money. But then you look at the movie and or the documentary, and then you see the little internal problems that, you know, between him and Fife, you know. So who knows, man. I know Drez, you know, was talking about he was going to do something with Jarobi from A Tribe Called Quest. And a lot of people forgot him, don't even know who the fuck Jarobi is and shit. But yeah, I recall him saying something about that. But I had no idea there was some sort of friction between himself and DJ Mr. Long. And I don't even want to go into, you know, hearsay as far as his friction, but, you know, it did seem like, in my opinion, he was kind of, you know, touching, you know, my questions about, you know, fighting off my questions about what was going on with Mr. Long. So maybe there's something there, maybe there's nothing there. Who knows? But he did say he was holding down Black Sheep, you know, so that was an indirect comment about it, but who knows, man. But it kills me, man, when groups, you know, have issues like that, man. You know, make some money, man. Get out there and do them shows, man. Make some fucking money. Because the current state of what we got out there now, like my man Anton was saying, man, he's out in Oklahoma. And, you know, out there, they like, you know, Bones, West Coast hip-hop, you know, thugged out shit, you know. He said, hey, he seen him Lil Wayne and shit out there, you know. So the quality of shows are different, you know, out there in Oklahoma as opposed to out here in Chicago. Let me see if my man's still on the line too, man. He been kind of quiet. You still there, homie?
Nope.
Not there. It's like straight dead silence. Yeah, his mic is lit up, but
Cricket
probably listening to us online in the chat room. But yeah, man, that's deep, man. You know, that's deep. We're still waiting for Tosh to call in. 9 times out of 10, that motherfucker drunk somewhere. Cause remember we had him call in before, and he had to beat us with him, and the nigga was drunk then. You know, so I'm like, man, he might have forgot. Who knows, man, with this cat.
Or he might be sleep.
Oh, hold on. That might be him now. I spoke too soon, man. Hold on. Najee at radio.
Yo, what's really good, man? This is Black Silver. What's happening with you?
Oh, what's up? Okay, what's going on, man? What's going on? We were just talking about your boy, man. Like the last time we had him on the show, man, he was drunk. Half calling in and shit.
Oh, y'all talking about good old Rico?
Mm-hmm. Man, drunk.
Yeah, well, That's nothing new, man, unfortunately. But you know, I'm trying to get him on the line right now, man. To be honest with you, my man was kind of frustrated because he thought y'all was trying to get us in, you know, because of the new material that he and I dropped. But when he looked on the site, it just said Dash of the Alcoholic. So yeah, I don't know what's up with him right now.
All right, we ain't mean no disrespect to him, but I mean, that's kind of like all we had, you know. We didn't really get any information. I mean, No disrespect to him, but we wasn't going to talk about the Alcoholics. I was going to talk about a whole bunch of things, from the Beat Nuts EP, you know, the Lick Nuts joint, to your joint, man. You know, the joint you picked.
Right. Yeah, he ain't like mad like that. He don't feel disrespected. he was like, oh, it ain't what you told me. And I was like, man, it ain't my fault. The guy asked, could we do an interview? And I told him, sure, not a problem. You know, I don't know. One of them weird situations. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't, like I say, we ain't mean him no harm, no foul, man. Like I say, we ain't really get, you know, much in the way. You know, I didn't know he was on some solo shit. I didn't know. You know, I'm sitting around and looking for Alcoholics joints, and I done found a whole bunch of Lit Nuts joints, and I got your joint. I just got y'all stuff today. So.
Oh, okay. Dig that.
Yeah. So.
So is the person that hit me up, is he on the line right now with us, or is that someone completely different?
That's the director of Blog Talk, you know, of D Hour Show on the line, but he can be. I'm sure he's listening in now. He'll probably call in a little bit later. But
for sure. Okay, that's what's
up.
Yeah. I was just curious, like, man, because it was a little bit confusing, but, you know, it's all good. I'm here. If we can bring Tash in, if he'll pick up his phone, then cool. I don't know what else to say, man. Me, Tash, Razzkaz, and Self Jupiter just dropped a new single, man, and that's what we thought we was talking about. So I was trying to round up everybody for the call.
Yeah, we can do that. Look, everybody family on this show, man. We had Roz last year on the show when he dropped Bombageddon. So, you know,
I'm
cool with Domingo and all of them, man. So,
dope.
We good, man.
Yeah, I'm on that Bombageddon project too.
Yeah, see, this is the first I've heard of you, man. I'm sorry. Like I said, I ain't got no info, man. So if you want to let the listeners know, what's up with Black Silver?
What can I say, man? You know, me and Tash just dropped a new album called Blood, Sweat, and Beers. We dropped that. Well, it ain't new no more. We dropped it on Labor Day of 2013. Got a real good response. Everybody know me, like, from a couple other projects. My most popular project was probably the Analog Brothers, which was me, Ice-T, and Kool Keith.
Okay.
And then, And then, just the year before at last, me and Ice put out a group album called Black Ice, Black Silver and Ice Tea, and we just did another project, just me and him. You know, them is probably my most popular projects. But like I said, yeah, I'm on, you know, a few of the Alcoholic projects. I'm on probably 6 different Kool Keith albums, a couple Ice Tea albums. I'm on that Bombageddon album you was just talking about. And actually, that's a song that Razzkaz put me, Ice Tea, and Too Short on, actually.
Mm.
I'm going to have to look that one up, man. I got like 2 different versions of that album. I got a clean one. I got the other. I'm going to have to look that one up, man, because I got so much shit, man, that comes in. I don't have time to go through it all. So I'm going to have to look it up. But I do have the Navigator. Is that the joint you and Taj did? You, Roz, called Navigator, right?
Nah. My name is Black Silver, the Navigator. But me, Tash, Razzkaz, and Self Jupiter, we just put out a song called You Won't.
That's what it is.
It's me and Tash's album. Me and Tash's album. We featured Razzkaz and Self Jupiter, and the song is called You Won't.
Now, how long you guys been working on this? It's like, when is the full joint going to come out?
Blood, Sweat, and Beers came out on Labor Day.
Oh, wow. So we real behind. Damn. I got so much shit that comes across, man. I'm going to have to look that one up.
It came out September 2nd, man. Yep, no doubt. It's all good.
Yeah, he sent us 2 joints, and I believe it was you then, when Todd, Bees and Honey, and we got the other joint here. Okay. So what are we going to do?
Bees and Honey. That's me and Tash featuring Adolf Aguilar, or Aguilar Don Bishop. He just put out the joint with him and Alchemist recently.
Hmm. The Cutting Floor joint, Cutting Room Floor? Is that on it? On the Alchemist joint?
No, it's called, what is their album called? I think it's called Past and Present. It's Aguilar and Alchemist, Past and Present. Like, it's a bunch of songs they did in the past and then a couple new joints, like half and half.
Okay, because I thought he had one on Cutting Room Floor that just came out. That's why I was asking. I'm going to have to look through that one again, too, here. Too much shit, man.
Not positive. Yeah, it's a lot going on, man. But you'll
yeah,
keep
right.
running into that. A lot of the cats I mentioned, or a lot of the cats you mentioned, we probably all working together right now because it's a short study of people that's really getting it in right now. We probably all, you know, on each other's projects. You ain't even knowing.
Yeah, I'm really not, man. I've been slipping the last couple of months, man, on my shit, man. So I got to get reacclimated into that, man, and start picking up some stuff, man. But that's cool. How did y'all? Meet up, man. I mean, I know about the Beatnuts and them hooking up, but how did y'all meet up? I mean, I've been cool for a while or what?
I mean, like I said, man, I mean, me and Taz, we grew up in L.A. together. That's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I even really started rhyming, when the Alcoholics was just getting their thing off, you know what I'm saying, we all would bump heads and whatnot, but me and Taz in particular was running partners, so, you know. Just doing some music later on was inevitable, but I went one way, he went through an alcoholic route, you know, and here we go.
Yeah, that's what's up, y'all out here doing it still, man. That's cool, man. I'm going to play this this one joint, if you got some time, man, and see what the people think about it. I had a caller, too, man. He wanted to talk to Taj, man, but I don't know if he's going to call in, man. But time he called
in. Can I three-way him?
Yeah, you can three-way. Go ahead.
Hold on
you
one
doing
second,
that?
Man. Let me try to do this. Go ahead. You go run the joint, right?
Yeah, I'm going to run the joint.
All right. Hold on. Let me try to click him in. Hold on.
Bet.
The slums of the big town, as packed with drama and danger as the squalid streets of some native quarter. In the heart of this melting pot of crime stands an oasis. Into this atmosphere walks the most ruthless character you have ever seen on the screen. A killer returning to the slums that nurtured him, and to the man who, strangely enough, had been his boyhood comrade. From the meeting of this strange pair evolved the most devastating blast of drama to hit the screens in Public Enemy. Angels with dirty faces.
You won't do what I do. You won't fuck with my crew. You won't even know what happened after I slide you. Bust the grapes, take an eight to the face, keep it gangster and take the cake. The homies come out to cut, throat starts barking up, bottles start popping.
Oh my god, I love those guys.
The hoes start popping, butts, niggas start dropping bucks, the bitch you about to fuck.
MCs ain't good, knock on wood, catastrophe. The one that keeps the party people swinging off the rafters. All the writing chapters about the way that I play. Cause I be saying what I mean and I be meaning what I say. I dump up the pump up everybody at the bar. Niggas sitting at my table, I don't know who the fuck they are. They drinking on my rum till that bar tap come. Then they holler at the DJ on a bathroom run. This could be you, fool. I wouldn't put it past you. And don't explain yourself, pun nigga, cause I ain't ask you. Every club I pass through, VIP, no problem. Slapping five with the bouncer while you behind me trying to dodge them. Use your name, cause don't nobody know you. How you got me asking people for a pass that I could throw you? Can't tell you what's gonna happen, but I can tell you what's not. You won't be mooching off the liquid while we up in the spot.
Do what I do, fuck with my crew. Even know what happened after I slide you. Bust the grape, take an eight to the face. Keep it gangsta and take the cake. The homies come out to cut, throat starts fucking up, bottles start popping.
Oh my god, I love those guys.
The hoes start popping, but niggas start dropping bucks. The bitch you I'm about to fuck.
You won't stand there and let me put my foot in your mouth while you standing there lying with your foot in your mouth. You won't sell out no shows, be known for getting it hot. Yeah, and the leopard can't change his spots. What's new? You won't kick up and flip it how my crew get it started. Because a fool and his money are easily parted. A picture paints a thousand words and cash speaks to me. So what a nigga can't do is greet to me. All bark and no bite just don't apply to me. Fool, your style is brutal, you barking up the wrong tree. You won't ignite your lung and spit flame, I see. Go ahead and bite your tongue, become a lame MC. You won't fit in with a dudes. We are the gangsters, the hustlers. We can never break bread, you just can't cut the mustard. Go ahead, here's your chance to run. The ducks go down south. And don't fool yourself by looking the gift horse in the mouth.
You won't do what I do, fuck with my crew. Even know what happened after I slide you. Bust the grape, take an eight to the face. Keep the gangster and take the cake. The homies come out to cut, throat starts fucking up, bottles start popping.
Oh my god, I love those guys.
The hoes start popping, but niggas start dropping bucks. The bitch you I'm about to fuck.
Won't know it hit you when we link like militia. Won't nobody miss you like the ghost of Bobby Fischer. Won't you be kind and tear a body hit tissue? Cause you could be ripped to shreds with the statistician. You can kick rocks and take them funny niggas with you. You won't bust a pistol, your bullets are rather hit you. Let's make it official, your pockets be getting into. Hand over your keys before you weaken the knees. You too scary to squeeze, talking about you can't breathe. Just take them little breaths until them real niggas leave. If the party's just bouncing, rolling ounces on the couch, don't have any doubt about the mouth in our count. You know we international, we'll be drinking on that stout. Don't interrupt me, we rapping, so be quiet and shut your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some gentlemen in the house. My homies are fearless, look a shock when you hear this.
Do what I do, fuck with my crew. Even know what happened after I slide you. Bust the grape, take an ape to the face. Keep it gangsta and take the cake. The homies come out the cutthroat, start sparking up, bottles start popping.
Oh my god, I love those guys.
The hoes start popping butts, niggas start dropping bucks. I bet you I'm about to fuck.
Hey yo, we back on. That was You Won't, featuring my man, Self Jupiter, Ross Cobb,
Black Silver.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Black Silver, all in that joint, man. Okay, when did that joint come out again? How long ago did that joint come out?
Yo, Silv, that just came out like what? A couple months ago, right?
Yeah, we dropped the album, you know, kind of blindfolded on Labor Day, but we didn't put the single out till like, you know, November, second week of November, sometime like that. So it was a holiday cut.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to go on and scout that one out, man, and see if I can get a hold of that, man. That's pretty tight, man. And then the next one, the single y'all put out was Bees and Honey, right? And that was eight off.
Yeah.
Who else was on there? Tash, Adolf.
That's just me and Tash. It's me and Tash's album, so we own the whole album, but we just featured Adolf Aguilar on that particular joint.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So, Jupiter, how long you been in the game, man?
I've been in the game for a while, man. I was from, I don't know, 88 or whatever.
That's 88. Hey, that's a long time ago for me, man.
Yeah, but I got money.
That's a long time. So, I mean, what's in the pipeline? What's in the pipeline coming down for both of y'all?
Our connection is crazy. It sounds like a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking to somebody in the background over there, man. That's all right, man. We're doing that three-way, so it don't matter, you know. I appreciate y'all being here today, man. So that's what's up.
So I'm curious. Are y'all are familiar with Self Jupiter, right?
The wrong time.
I'm not familiar at all, man. I'm not even gonna sit over in front, man. I've never heard of the brother.
I would not.
Wow.
Go to the spot.
Now see, I'm a fan of his. Now go figure that.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Okay, so you guys familiar with Freestyle Fellowship, right?
Yes, I'm familiar with them. Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, there is no Freestyle Fellowship without Self Jupiter.
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm back with you. The little Metro Rail guy was telling me that I need to put extra money, and I just had to like let him know that I'm fully.
Oh, okay, for sure.
Like I'm really the gutter nigga right now. Like you getting this interview right now, like fully, like where's he going? Like what's going on? Yo, like, this is not a fake interview. Like, I was still talking to the bus driver. He was like, no, you got to put extra in the, like, you know, in the like, extra. I'm like, dude, I got my thing, everything. So, I'm sorry, but I had to, like,
man, you know what?
Like, you know, I had to let you guys talk or whatever, but I didn't even know what you guys were talking about. But what I did hear is that the homie was talking about Patricia Fellowship, and of course, you know, these are my homies, and this, we in the streets. Like, this is not like no fake anything. Like, and whatever you get from us is going to be like, you know, what you get. But I would say that the homie, Black Silver, he's like perfection. You know what I mean? It's not perfect. It's not going on. You know what I mean? And, you know, that guy right there, I would just, you know, just say, if you ever get in a position to like hang with Black Silver, you know it's gonna be hot. You know it's gonna have the beats that he know that's gonna sub, and it's gonna feel good. And it's gonna be good. So you know, I love that about the homies. And we all grew
no
up
doubt.
In the
respect. Respect.
Yeah, we all grew up in the same system, but nobody had that you know, the effort to be perfect. You know, we can't be perfect, but the quest to be perfect is good. And we are just regular guys, and we have fun with everything we do. I'm just surprised that it's just like, you know, the homies call me. Oh, you heard? Yeah, look. You hear that?
Yeah, we can hear it.
You know what? Like I said, we ain't even tripping, man. We not even tripping. We didn't have cats talking to us while driving, man. So
exactly. I wouldn't even give a fuck because it's like the homie called me right now. It's like I gotta do this for the homie, and we doing more things, like, you know, and you know, we just like I said. So.
Hey, so break down to him a little bit of freestyle fellowship ground, man. That's what we was chopping when you was hollering at the driver.
Realm?
Like, I guess he was just, you know.
Freestyle realm, everybody knows.
Actually, we was talking about my ignorance because I didn't exactly know who you were until he broke it down to me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit. I didn't know. I didn't know.
There's some money for you, brother.
No.
I'm going to tell you what the freestyle is. The freestyle is like, it depends on where you're coming from. Like L.A. Like, L.A. type style is, to people that don't know what L.A. is that you have so much, it's so many people out here, and what you do have is that you have Mexicans, you have blacks, you know, you have Asian, you have, you know, it's so much, there's so many people out here, but when you talk about underground, they got to meet at some place. That place is Project Blow. The place is Project Blow, you know. And that place is the Good Life, even before the Project Blow, which is it was like 91, 92. I don't know where you was about, you know, where Cats was at back in them days, but it's definitely some legendary shit because, you know, Cats, my crew was, you know, we were signed back in like 91 with Freestyle Fellowship, and we was on Island Records. So we was on Ireland, and we lived in New York for a little while. And the homies was, you know.
Couldn't call them kids like
that. No, the homies that we hanged around in Brooklyn was them little youngsters, like 21. I mean, like 14, 15. You know, the homie Talib Kweli. And you know, Mos Def. Them youngsters when we were signed back in the day. And we was bringing Chronic, when they was talking about Chronic, like, that wasn't just the word, like, that was just word on the street. It wasn't just an album. Like, we was bringing shit up there, and women was talking about, like, what you put in my weed? Like, what you put in my weed?
That's real shit.
And we was like, it's the Chronic. And they was like, Chronic? You trying to kill me? And we was bringing Purple Kush. We was bringing Purple Kush in 91. They was like,
boy.
And we was going up to Brooklyn. We was brought to the Brooklyn, right. And shit, niggas had to, like, shit in, like, brown weed and shit. So our weed always been better. Our weed always been better. Our styling always been better. And they know it. Like, it's nothing that we you know, it's nothing that we saying to nobody that they don't know. You can ask Busta Rhymes, they know us. Like, they know everybody. Like, we was killing everybody off. Y'all didn't even have the good weed.
Hey, how you doing?
That's
like, y'all didn't even have the good weed.
There was no
So on that aspect, it's not like no, like distant, because it's like we brought niggas into our circle. So
that's it. This is just a true life story. Ain't nobody hating.
True life story.
Right.
Right.
We had better styles. We had better, you know. And, of course, you know, even before that, they, you know, when you go to Brooklyn, bitches just look at us like, you know, who are you? Like, You know, we wouldn't pulling up in a limo or something like that. They were like, who are you? You know, it was like, you know, so whatever. We was like, there's been niggas that was doing bigger things back in the day on the low, on the super low, and keeping it all and keeping it all in perspective. Because I will tell you right now, most of the homies that I know, and by the way, Kedar Massenburg. So, so yeah, we was right there, Kedar Massenburg, Daddy-O, you know what I'm saying? Like Daddy-O, Stetsonic, that's where we was at when we was signed. You know, that was my manager, you know. So we was Daddy-O out there was just that. Hanging out with niggas, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we was loved. Because niggas, Mike and Nine, like, niggas was like, they was like, what, how? How are these guys?
Right.
You know, we was bringing a little bit of like.
They didn't think nobody on the West Coast had skills or was rapping. Definitely didn't think they was rapping the way y'all
you know
was getting busy.
Look, let me
but,
tell
but
you.
New
well,
music,
first of all,
new music
look,
seminar,
look.
New music seminar, I'm going to tell you, new music seminar, it clouded the word. Because I'm going to tell you, the homie was on Bombito, Stretch Armstrong, you know, Stretch Armstrong radio show, that whole little nine. And all you got to do is ask them. It was a friendly thing.
Yeah.
It was no, like, niggas had, like, some aggression or whatever. But these are niggas that was 21 years old and had nothing else to do but serve niggas. Like your only job was to serve niggas.
That's it, huh?
That was your only job at 21.
That's how we came up. I used to love that. I used to love that. I miss that sometimes.
Yeah, but we older. We on some, like, player type shit, and it's a different world right now. It's a different world, but I can tell you that people appreciate, the youngsters appreciate, we got kids and shit like that. We got kids, and people appreciate, like, our offer, and it'll never stop. It'll never quit, so.
You know, and as I'm sitting here, I did a report back when I was in college at Northern on freestyle fellowship, and now as I'm sitting here, I had to go back in Wikipedia so I would get caught up in this shit. I'm like, okay, now I know who you are, because you was on Boundaries, right?
Yeah.
So now, you know, I had to go back and look, but I did a report in my music class. It was like back in 90 something, and I played that shit, and the professor was looking like, this dude is pretty fucking, you know, little nerdy ass white professor. He's like, this shit is pretty dope. Because, you know, back then it was like, oh, rap ain't shit, you know, motherfucking rap is
crap. Right, right.
You know what I mean?
But he had to appreciate, appreciate that,
yeah.
That angle of poetry they was coming from, huh?
Right. It was dope. That was my favorite joint. My man D, the guy you spoke to, he'd tell you, he was like, man, you know, I used to play that shit all the time in our dorm room, man. That shit was in constant rotation on the CD, man. So I know, and I apologize,
right,
man, for not recognizing right away, but not, no. You get up in age, you get old, man. You know?
Speak for yourself.
It don't work the same. But like I said, I get so much shit, you know, I got so much rap and hip-hop, man, that comes across, and I hadn't came across Black Silver. You know, when he was telling me the stuff he was doing with Kool Keith, you know, and T, you know, Kool Keith go all the way back to Ultra Magnetics, and he be on some old weird shit.
Man,
know?
Ultra Magnetics, you forgive me, nigga, that's like 80, motherfucking 86, nigga. Nigga,
yeah.
Kool Keith, nigga, what the fuck, nigga, I'm in high school, we like, nigga, that shit was blazing out of here, nigga, like, nigga, Ice Cream Tea, nigga, that's another name, y'all don't even probably
I remember.
Oh, come on, quit playing.
Tea, nigga.
You can't test me on no rap history,
you know,
Juke,
like,
at all. Come
no,
on, I was just
no,
telling him
no.
Earlier, he was asking me how me and Tash, I was like, you know, how me and Tash hooked up. I was like, well, we hooked up just as youngsters running around L.A. acting a fool. But when they got on, you know what I'm saying, doing the alcoholic thing, I went another route. Nigga, Kool Keith
right.
Specifically put me in the game. I've been around
right.
The world with Keith. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
I already know. That's the
word up.
And that's
what,
like
that's
that
crazy.
Degrees of separation, though. That's that the separation. Like, I never met him, but, like, I know, like, if I ever, like, talk to him, I probably, like, hit him with, like, his verses. Like, I'll hit him with his verses. And,
word
and,
up, word
and,
up.
And, by the way, I'm not so much like the dude that's, like, so much into myself. even if on LL Cool J, all the homies or whatever that I know, Chuck D, even when I was talking to Chuck D, I hit him with his verses. He was like, nigga, how you know these? And I'm like, don't worry about it, homie. I'm not in trouble.
Hey, Drew, before I got you on the fan, I mean, I got you on the horn already, but when you was talking earlier or whatever, that's what I was saying. I was like, I'm like, y'all don't know Drew? Like, I'm a fan of his. Like, you got to know that. It's a brotherly appreciation, but I'm a fan,
right.
My ninja. I respect what you do as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what it ultimately is. It's not about, like, somebody saying, like, do you know this nigga? I don't care if nobody know me really know on that level. Like, I know
right.
Like, when it comes down to it, it's like, who do you know? But I don't know. Who I know don't really matter who you know. It don't even matter.
Yeah. A lot of them like names, man. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah,
I think.
No. Hello?
Did we lose it?
Yeah, but and the science, and the true science is like all that stuff don't really matter. But I can tell you this, that I fulfilled my, when I was growing up, I always wanted to, like, make a record, and I wanted the homies to know. When it was coming to Freestyle Fellowship, AC Alone and Mike and I, all they really wanted to do was pretty much like holler at the Run DMCs. All they really wanted to do was hey, like, check my style out.
Right.
And at the end of the day, they got to see, like, that happen. And that's all it was. You know what I mean? Check my style out and whatever.
Got some real shit,
well,
though.
We're going to have Self come back on here, man, so we can politic and hear some of them stories, about you guys coming up and going through the industry. You too, Black Man,
hey,
y'all back
good,
on here, man, and politic.
Yeah, there ain't no politic. We all homies out here on this West, and it's this opportunity, and you know what I mean? My nigga Black Silver is making it all happen. So we just, you know, I don't know if you know me, The Cleaners. I got an album called The Cleaners, and I got a new album right now, Burgundy Fats. I'm from jazz, some funk stuff right now. You can get at me on selfjupiter.com or selfjupiter3.bandcamp.com. So, we selling records out the trunk. Are we still doing?
I've been pushing that Burgundy project too since I've been seeing you. I already know.
Matter of fact, I gotta holler at you right now, dog, because I want to get a tour right now. The homie just hit me up in Oregon, so just hit me
okay.
up. With, you know what I mean? If you down,
yeah.
This is on like February 15th. So I'm gonna
yeah,
get
we'll
you
make
up,
that happen,
my nigga. Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
You know what?
Yep.
While y'all talking tours and everything, like I said, I gotta connect out here in Chicago. At the Shrine, you know, my man Mr. Greenweeds, man. So if y'all ever want to come out here and
That's
do
right.
some shows here, or Subterraneans, man, let me know. I know Ross is going to be out here Saturday, so I'll probably bump into him and get, you know, get
Subterraneans.
Yeah.
Subterraneans.
I rocked there before, yeah.
So
you said that was in Chi-Town, right?
Yeah, from Chicago. It's in Chicago. That's where I'm hailing from. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I think I rocked there on the same time we rocked what's that other spot right next to the stadium, right? Cubby Bears. We rocked. Yeah.
We get it popping, man. I got your number here, man, but we'll talk to get something put together. Get y'all back out here,
that's
man.
Right.
I was interested to see Self Jupiter and all y'all Freestyle Fellowship come back together, because I know that concert will sell out here. That most definitely will sell out here. I haven't heard anything of that nature happen in a while.
Yeah, man. But like I say, man, it's definitely relative to style. Cats didn't ran with the style that we didn't propose, but there's a million styles. You know, some cats just ran with a certain spit, and you know, the Macklemores, and the, you know what I'm saying, and like whoever that like
listen to us. They just stuck with a style. Like, it was good. It, you know, like, I liked the fancy, and they stuck with it, and they ran with it. But it's all good, you know?
Now that's all right, man. You
Burger,
know, it's good.
I think,
go ahead. Go ahead,
I think purgatory is that you don't want to have niggas getting served either because, you know, some cats, it's like our little young homies, they have a block on their shoulders. Like our little homies. Like, you know how, like, if a nigga, like a young nigga, it's like, nigga, y'all weak. Like, we can't even control our little young homies. Like, but they want to serve everybody. But that's our young homies, but we keeping it kind of cool. Like, it's all
trying
cool,
anyway.
You know what I mean? Trying, but they want to serve everybody out here. Like,
yeah, there's some wild ones running around.
Yeah. But
big shouts out to No Can Do and Otherwise,
yeah,
and a couple,
yeah,
of these real spitters, man.
Oh, man, Bus Driver, you know what I'm saying? The Hellfire Club. Oh, Hellfire,
there you go.
That's my shit right now, you know what I mean?
That's,
you know,
right.
And, yeah.
The list goes on.
The list goes
right,
on.
Y'all naming off the cat, man. Well, listen, man.
Man, I wish Tash would pick up his horn.
Yeah, he ain't gonna pick up that. Like I said, last time he called, he was with a Psycho Lesson, and I think they were recording at the time, and he was lit in. So we'll catch him.
Oh,
another,
yeah,
man.
I believe.
I would say, can I say this? Tongue Twister, that's my nigga, because I remember,
yeah,
him back in the early 90s, maybe 91, and he was like, I remember him, like, fine, but serving. But it, when, and you can ask him himself, you know, Self Jupiter, Freestyle Fellowship. All you got to do is ask these dudes, Bust Rhymes, what do they think? You know what I mean? Because they was out here, you know, and we was like, you know, whatever. So I just remember him as being super choppy and 91. And
humble, but
that,
having skills, right?
Yo, he gets that. No, I remember. So, you know, I like, don't forget, like, certain cats. And by the way, you know, but I have to say that because we're talking about Chicago. And
yeah,
no doubt. He's definitely a general. He's definitely a general around that part. And he already knows.
Yeah.
A lot
Twister,
of folks
Twister,
think Twister
yeah,
came
yeah,
out like 4 or 5 years ago, but he been having that.
Hell no, that nigga been nigga 91, nigga.
I'm already knowing. I'm already knowing.
He's a general. So, yeah.
But, well, listen, guys, look, I want to thank y'all for calling in, man. I'm
no doubt.
I'm lost.
Thanks for
words,
having
man.
Us. You know how it go.
Yeah. Black, I'm going to get in contact with you, though. I got your mask, and I know D got your mask. To catch up with you.
No doubt.
And talk about trying to get y'all back out here to Chicago and do a show. Man, I want to check you out.
Lock me in, man. Just holler. We'll chop, you know.
Yeah, I got it. I'm putting it in the phone now, man. I got it. And Self, man, I apologize, man. Like I say, my memory is gone, man. But after I've read up, I'm like, okay, nah, no. You know, it'd be like this time, man. But like I said, I'm glad. I wouldn't have it any other way, man. We got legends that come on the show. I wish y'all had been on earlier. We had granddaddy.
All that means, hey, but all that means I just got to send you more shit to your direct email.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to flood your shit. I can't have you going around,
man.
You know what I mean, with these 16 years old, no niggas, and no more than these grown, like the grown homies. That means that, you know what I mean? We can't have that. You know what I mean?
Hook
that just
up.
Means that they're going to take over the world.
Hey, Drew, we got the email address now. He ain't going to have no problem not knowing what we're doing now, huh?
He ain't going to have no problem with that.
I'm not even
kidding,
man.
Hey, it's a cyclopedia of shit.
Yeah, please believe it.
Yeah.
Please believe
it. All right, fellas, we're going to let you go. We're going to get back into this move.
All right, no doubt, man. Thanks again for having us, y'all.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Hey, holler at your folks, no doubt. Hey, Joop, I'm at you.
All right, what's up? Good to be back.
Yo, that was Black Silver and Self Jupiter. I feel real bad, man, because I didn't recognize this cat, man. I used to be a Freestyle Fellowship goon. You couldn't tell me nothing about Freestyle Fellowship, man, and I did not know who that was. But that, and you know what? That's the second time that's happened to me because, you know, I went to a Wu-Tang show, and I didn't know who the cat was. I can't remember his name. No, shit, Killer Priest. I didn't know who the fuck Killer Priest was. I knew his verse, but I didn't know him facially. And I went down there, and it was Killer Priest, Ghostface Killer, and they was doing the locks in the Ghostface. I mean Ghostface Killer, so it was Wu Block, and it was Sheik Lutz. And I went down there, and I saw it was Sheik Lutz, Ghostface, Killer Priest, and one other stud, man. Shit, I can't remember his name right now. But I knew all of them, and I saw Killer Priest sitting on the couch. I'm like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? And when he stood up and turned around, and I saw all the Woo shit on the back, I was like, oh, okay, Killer Priest, man. But I didn't know who the fuck he was. Because last time I saw him was in the video. He had, I Judge Wisely, Two Pillars of Ivory, and he had to do a bandana on and shit, and that's, all I saw him. So, I ain't know him in person and shit. You know, when you think of Freestyle Fellowship, AC alone stands out, in my mind, and then Peace and Micah 9. And the name Self Jupiter, popped up in there too, but, I haven't listened to Freestyle Fellowship in a minute, So I didn't recognize the brother, man. So I feel bad because I didn't know who the fuck he was at first. But I'm going to get better, man. It's like I say, when you hit an age, man, your mind don't work the way it used to. I had a whole bunch of shit, man, we could play tonight. I see D tried to call in, but I couldn't fit him in. I see my man Ant still on there with us, too. I say, Tosh, man, touch and go, but we had Granddaddy call in, Self Jupiter, Black Silver going way back, man. He touring with Kool Keith, man. That cat, he got some knowledge on him, man. He could touring with Kool Keith. Y'all don't know who Kool Keith is? That's Ultra Magnetics, one of Ultra Magnetics MCs and stuff. So y'all look that up on Wikipedia. Gotta love the internet because you can go to Wikipedia on the fly and look for shit and be like, damn, okay, now I know. But, yeah, we're going to play some more music. Right. I'm going to hit y'all with this Tosh, Bees and Honey, and then I'm going to hit y'all with something else by them, for that whole litmus thing. Like I say, we apologize to Tosh, man, for, the punks, man. I'm going to blame that on D. But, another thing y'all got to understand, too, when we put who you are affiliated with, that kind of helps our people or listeners know who you're affiliated with. It's like if we just say Tash, no offense, a lot of motherfuckers might not know, other than on the West Coast, who you are. It's a lot of young knuckleheads that don't know shit. They into this Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne bullshit. That's their shit. Y'all come from my era. I'm 88, 90, 2000, whatever, So I kind of know some of y'all in this game and shit. Some of the oldest, some of my favorites and everything. So when they say Taz, yeah, he's part of Liquor Crew. J. Rowe, yeah, he's part of Liquor Crew. Shit, Super Nigga, shit, King T, All them motherfuckers part of Liquor Crew and shit. So that's why it's like, man, it's tight, man, but we ain't mean no offense to you. So if you're listening, man, we ain't mean no offense by adding Tosh of the Alcoholics and everything, but it is what it is. We had the same shit go down with my man from Dos Effects and everything. He was pissed off, because we had so-and-so from Dos Effects, Crazy Grace from Dos Effects. Dude, that's how motherfuckers know who the fuck you are. I'm sorry. Shit. We didn't put formally of Dos Effects. We just put who you are affiliated with. It kind of helps our viewership, our listenership know who the fuck you are. And that's, ain't no insult. It's like Naughty by Nature. Everybody know Vinny and Tretch and KG are Naughty by Nature and shit. We can get away with shit like that. KG. If it's just KG, who the fuck is he? He's DJ, but, I know who KG is, but a lot of motherfuckers don't know who KG is. So you put KG of Naughty by Nature, there it is. I didn't know what was going on with Black Sheep. Dress is Black Sheep. Mr. Long, who changed his name from L-A-W-G-E to L-O-G-L-O-N-G, you wouldn't know who the fuck Mr. Long is unless you knew who the fuck Black Sheep was. And Dress is Black Sheep. Mr. Long is not. So, you know, I mean, he's Black Sheep, but he's not claiming the name, as far as I know, allegedly. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking. We got like 30 minutes into the show. And I'm going to let y'all hear this Bees and Honey joint. And I'm going to let y'all hear this K-Slade 90s flow. That came. I got some shit, man, that we really didn't get into. And I kind of like it, too. The way the show is set up, I know y'all like, man, this shit is hood. Because this cat is on the bus talking to us. Dude, that's the part of the show, man. Is we get people on the show, and they talking to us. And they don't really have to.
And they can.
You know,
right.
Right, and they can't. You know, my man was on the bus. That was love that my man was able to do that. Yeah, he was on the bus. Yeah, we heard the little stops being called off and everything. But he sat and filled in dead time with us, man. And that was a legend. That was another legend. Granddaddy IU, Jupiter, and Black Silver, that's a legend. You know, all three of them are legends and shit, man. And so when they call in and we hear these cats, man, that's what's up, man. I love this show, man. Because these are people I wouldn't dream of talking to back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When I was just a real straight up groupie fan and everything, you know, you dream of shit like this. And we have a forum to do it. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate that, man. You know, and I'm thankful for this show, man. You know, last year I was fucking up not have doing it, but I'm doing it. You know, I ain't planning on taking the days off, but I'm doing it. So when you guys listening to this show, please enjoy it, because anything could happen. I could die. I ain't going to say Red going to die, but, you know, she speaks for herself. Anything can happen, you know? And you'll miss that. So enjoy the show, and I thank people for calling in. Like I say, my granddaddy didn't have to do that shit, man. He called in. That's what's up, man. That's respect, man. Self Jupiter didn't have to do that shit, man. You know, we got a two-way. Like I say, we didn't get Tash ass on here, but it is what it is. But anyway, I'm going to stop flipping my guns, man. I'm going to let y'all hear this Bees and Honey joint. Let y'all hear this K-Slade joint, and I'm going to let you hear this Thurston III joint, and then we're going to call it a night. So Red going to order a pizza or something, and we'll be back. Glad you're here.
Let's motivate, that means get your mash up. Let's motivate, so we can get this cash up and do it moving. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money. Grind with the focus of a baller. Pay me in stacks and C-notes and nothing smaller. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money.
It's funny how this money's burning holes in my pocket. I don't think about it twice, I just pick it out and cop it. My mama told me stop, they keep asking me to save. But I'ma only live once, and I can't take it to my grave. A boss in real life, but I'm a slave to the rhythm. Ask the Benz dealership how much money that I give them. Ask your local charity who gave that donation. I can't dream about my money, I got sleep deprivation. If I see something fly, then it's three out the door. Can't count my amounts, that's what we pay accounts for. I make my ends meet, I might go into a frenzy. Spend a thousand at the bar, my friends still think I'm stingy.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. We go just made 20 racks today.
You can say what you want till your mouth get numb. You can talk about my money, but don't ask me for none.
Let's motivate, that means get your mash up. Let's motivate, so we can get this cash up and do it moving. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money. Grind with the focus of a baller. Pay me in stacks and C-notes and nothing smaller. We like bees and they honey.
But it's honey.
That means we work hard for this money.
Yo, bees and a honey. We cheese for this money. Shout to all my trappers and the peas with the money. Niggas took it up and get a lot of keys with this money. I seen a few mil, I'm not pleased with this money. I need Fetty that come in avalanches. A lot of my niggas hustle, but me, I enhance it. We are not actors, it's more of a practice. We keep the dirty money safe in a hamper.
I'm trying to get bread just like the crackers. Money's offshore, so the feds can't track it. Big boy moves, so none of y'all should tamper. We got it on lock from the west to the Hamptons. Motivated mindset, I'm so Fred Hampton. Let the Jews rock out, I'm a Peter Frampton. Contenders ain't got no wins, he's a champion.
Fuck all the bullshit, y'all sing the anthem.
Let's motivate, that means get your mash up. Let's motivate, so we can get this cash up and do it moving. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money. Grind with the focus of a baller. Pay me in stacks and C-notes and nothing smaller. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money. Vato, psycho, loco homes. They call me Black Silk out of South Central homes. Posted, boasting my true step. Elbows up, side to side already. A hip-hop junkie, and this here funky. Time to twist up some trees, crack the brass monkey. No punks in mi casa, this is for la raza. Cats be half-ass, I'm the whole enchilada. Serio, all about my ferio. Merry-go-round, we putting it down. Look at little caramel brown, that booty is round. Since I'm wearing the crown, I might have to king that. Shore downtown in hopes you spring back. Hold up, I'm not a player, I get head a lot. And my liquid family, we getting bread a lot. Thoroughbred, Cali King, always rock the spot.
Let's motivate, that mean get your mash up. Let's motivate, so we can get this cash up and do it moving. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money. Grind with the focus of a baller. Pay me in stacks and C-notes and nothing smaller. We like bees and they honey. That means we work hard for this money.
Say it again.
I run my household thirst.
Let it know.
Get your shit under control.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up, nerds? You know you've been waiting for this shit. The skilly man, the beat nuts, nigga. Thursday, finally, right? Chevy that nice, nigga. Word. I'm liquid, 6-inch, funky piano. Dump on you niggas till I'm done with the ammo. Fly nigga, kill him wherever I land though. Fuck you, I have money, stick a dick in a camel. Old dirty spick, rubber grip on the handle. It's your birthday? Nice, I have my shit on your candle. 6 foot, mommy said this nigga's a handful. Now I'm Jewel, make a hit with a banjo. We couldn't count all the bitches I ran through. In the hotel, fucked up, drinking the shampoo. Twisting up the grape from the bamboo. She blowing me, you know she gotta do what a fan do. You show love, you do what he can do. Bullshit, I'm looking for a reason to slam you. Hit everybody and everything brand new. Yep. Beware, it's the skeleton and his man Joe.
Where your chick at? I think she got kidnapped. Yeah. She right here with us, we about to strip that. She heard bees nuts like the lick cat. And all these niggas I don't know need to give back. If you ain't one of the team, get the fuck out the way when I'm in front of the screen.
Back up, back up.
New shit for the masses. Shorty's bad, we sucking shit out the asses. Drink licks out of glasses. Smoke blunts and whips, then flick out the ashes. Any beat cycle smashes, guaranteed satisfaction. I'm cashing out in the middle of a massive drought. Overdose on this till I'm passing out. Then wake up and do it again. We barbecue and bring you and your friends.
We smoke. Lick nuts plus me, Mr. Puerto Rico. Face not gonna laugh, whole body inked up. Box low patch, the status savage. Not believe old crib in the project, still got the keys. Brownsville, Miami fam. This shit about skills and panty plans. Skydive fly on the runway. Parachutes loose, animal untamed. Alcoholic haunted hatches and hornets. Castle in the sky trying to manage the mortgage. Hoop dreams, Hummers, hoofies, hoochies. Huddle, who's he? I'm thirsting, how would a third? Cranberry collar, scotch on my shirt. Top dollar honors, proud of my work. I rape this beat and fondle the verse.
Gangsters don't dance, we got guns in our pants. Uh-huh. You can look me up and down, but yeah. This is your last chance. I'ma tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. J-Rock, hit me up on Bluetooth. Hey, yo, J-Rock, what the fuck is happening? I tried to move the sweeter, but I just couldn't adapt to them. Beautiful people. Got an ugly ass cast, but they couldn't adapt to Rico. Woo. Say what?
Projects in prison.
second home. First in Howl the third with his weapon drone. Sapo, wapo, hablo malo when I'm walking with a bottle. Matando, matando, único trabajo. Street legend credit, edits corrected. My gun and my mic both made records. Que sería hip hop sin el pecador, vamos.
Nobody stop my flow.
Yo, 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 yo. I rep New York way above the rest. Whipping the double law, knocking crooked back. Fuck all you hoes, get a grip, motherfucker. If my don't shoot you, Mr. Beat gon' cut ya. Slay hit me up to eat a black fat Joe again. So I pull a mask, grab the straps, now I'm going in. Mine on my money, and money bring the problem. See my nine never funny, wasn't laughing when I shot him. Summertime in the city with a body drop. Your enemies to throw a party like it's Mardi Gras. Nigga, I'm right here, you know right where. PX, New York, polos and Nike. I'm liable to bring a lion to a dog fight. Reliable to push the iron on the off night. Slay got the streets locked, Mello got the guard packed. Told him 13 for the half and he brought it back.
It's not a game, this is not a show. We do it up for the money cause it's all we know. So go and tell your folks, can't nobody stop my flow.
Yo, yo, you would think I'm in a laundromat, powder everywhere,
yeah.
One blink like poof, I'm in Times Square, with a dime, yeah, she fucking with a crime bear, name be off and life stuck like a blind, yeah, y'all make sure y'all fix the G, don't want none crooked around here, let your crook scheming on me, together we live, forever I burn, with an antibiotic flow, controlling y'all germs, Medellin crop, dark cartel, I ride you more than a double O, sweet sipping Martell, 86 Jan, you can ask Parcel, rated niggas flash, gray and black, R shell, put your ear to the speaker, this is rap Easter, snatch niggas eggs and shit, bone your senorita, large glocks, mortgages 15 and 3 spots, entrance is too far, you can't eavesdrop, you can't sneeze, hop, got the Sloman jail system, high power, look, hidden in the trees, hop, hop over my gate, I come out blazing, and the niggas stay in the rain, so I ain't crazy.
Paul and Shark snorkels, Russian hat cooling in Amsterdam, the wind chill factor is a wrap, my telescope solid gold, the dress is clear, Sun magazine is some gear, we clear on how to cook, rhyme and sling, most of my bling is auction, now I'm in a sweatsuit and a ring, Forbes or smell of fragrance, Maxin and friends, Harry Winston made a belt for my pants, 100 for the necklace, 200 on the watch, that's infectious, your money ain't pure, I can't protect it, you live in the trenches, wrangling the sprint bus, guns is under the love seat with the dumb dust. Pump one, pump them all past the suitcase with the blue faces. Rubber band wrapped in shoelaces. Yeah, I can't call it. It's just living out in orbit. Shit so hard, who gotta call it?
I wore shiny suits with pumps and freestyles were big. Make reservoir, we're holding them back, my nigga. Graveyard flow, I show you how to dig. Half of that boy, or key of that Lindsay. Drop the EP, now New York is in a frenzy. They waiting on the lock. Little niggas rapping like they 12, so I guess they waiting on it pop. Old nigga, new nigga need to know this.
What?
Ain't none of y'all fucking with me styles and kids. This ain't beef, this lyrical sparring. Beef is when I'm sitting in the garage, you park your car and still go out on the block, get high, get goons to zap. With you, it's only when you rap. Put the gun down, pussy, who the fuck you gon' clap? Get the fuck out the game. If you wasn't hot last year, 14 gon' be the goddamn same, nigga.
It's not a game, this is not a show. We do it up for the money, cause it's all we know. So go and tell your folks, can't nobody
stop. You already know, Sway, I got you, baby. I'd love to get a Grammy and I eventually will. Right now my main focus letting them eventually feel. Bentley for real, Jay Red, haters want me dead. Fuck the Lord, want me living, fuck prison, I'm in position. Tip top condition, listen, I'm on my toes. Get pussy on the red, got no time for these hoes. Half these niggas rap comedy shows, cold blooded punks. Don't want shoot it out, don't want thump. I suppose niggas to 40 and lift you one story, doggy. They ain't a gang with me, my killers came with me. Watching everything shifty, I was trained to lay down that murder game. Kick dirt on my name, burst a flame, hit your brain. Aim like Saddam Hussein, give it to any nigga, any terrain. Fuck with niggas saying, man, I'm trying to maintain, nigga. Yeah.
I used to 9-6, came in the game, no trick. 98, violated the shit, where Eric Nix, rest in peace, Chris. He blitz glamorous, conglomerate, still is liming it. Real niggas honor it. I used to fuck with hoes that blow cock, then they vomit it. Swing swore, good belt lord, we on the board. Was raised to protect my mom. Deuce, deuce, bust, do the triple fat goose. Army fatigue pants, tech bust loose. Still smoke tree plants, killer on the goose. Shade shine, Ray-Bans.
vaporize a hemp sympathizer. Sprinkle the joint, some shit niggas they shizer. And now my town wanna fucking sound like my fucking town though. I'm with that shit, that's my shit, I'm Rambo. Fuck it, and I ain't gon' tell them niggas suck my dick. But if they hating on this, well tell them suck my dick.
It's not a game, this is not a show. We do it up for the money, cause it's all we know. So go and tell your folks, can't nobody stop my flow.
First of all, I'm an underdog. I don't like none of y'all. Winter, spring, summer, fall. I keep a gutter, y'all. The spirit of Guru and Ace son of y'all. Biggie Smalls, Big L, and Big Pun of y'all. That's everything that you lack in your lyrics. My flow is the result of the crack epidemic. Huh? Dirty burners, baby. Yeah. Murder, murder, baby. Yeah. You're shooting baby powder. Yeah. You a Gerber, baby. Nothing to fuck with. Known for the dumb shit. Street certified, hood, notary public.
M.O.
You are now tuned in to the drama hour. Rinse and rhyme us out, just an outline. I'm from out of New York with gas and low guns and roses like Axl Rose,
nigga.
You say subliminal shit, but you ain't saying no names. Don't fuck with me, I ain't playing no games.
Tremendous career, the legacy of a dirty little New Yorker, they want done. Locked in the cage, shot in the face. The fall from grace in this hip-hop thing. But music shoot through my veins. My target locked in my brain. And I won't fall. My heart is too passionate to give y'all the satisfaction to see me all broken, fucked up. But that there won't be none of. Imagine that, it's not happening. This is my dream, my dream. Dreams, niggas trying to take my dreams. It seems you wanna poke holes in my confidence, no, it's a waste of time. It can't be done, my shit made of titanium, and you soft like pillows.
It's not a game, this is not a show. We do it up for the money, cause it's all we know. So go and tell your folks, can't nobody stop my flow.
LOX, damn baby, make your mind up for real. You gon' love me or leave me alone.
When we first met, you knew that I was still in the streets. Our first time at the movies, I was carrying heat. First, you didn't mind that I like to smoke. Drink a lot of liquor, made a living off of bagging up coke. Hit that Louis store, get two or whatever you want. Cop that Speedy and that Louis monogram in the front. Then I got famous. Sound with Puff. You was happy but still hating my toys and stuff. Heavy bitch that I took a picture with, conspicuous. Text message, you ain't shit, and who is this? It was all love back in the days until I blew up, but she don't understand my ways.
Hey yo, Kiss, I got a girl that's bad.
You gotta love me.
But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I could dig it.
Hey yo, Styles, I got a girl that's bad.
You gotta love me.
But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I could dig it.
Mellow off the Lala, leave it is not an option. Cool like Mellow and Lala when we be rocking. Shit get bad, we like Stevie J and Jocelyn. Staring at the dolphins, playing some Janis Joplin. Hotel balcony, OT arguing. She ain't budging, nigga, and I ain't bargaining. I'm so high, I forgot why we was arguing. I'm just trying to make up. Make love and fuck and fucking make love. Then I'm chilling on the tub, we bud to break up. Love her so much, I ain't trying to break up. Nah. But sometimes she be tripping the minute I wake up.
Hey yo, Sheik, I got a girl that's bad.
You gotta love me.
But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I could dig it.
Hey yo, Kiss, I got a girl that's bad.
You gotta love me.
But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I could dig it.
Sometimes the easiest way is just to let go. Sex after the argument's usually the best, though. Yeah. Bringing up shit I did in the past, that's stressful. It's all good, though, as long as them checks flow. Know what they say, when you search, you find something.
True.
That groupie shit is old school, nine something.
Yeah.
Sit down, have a combo, mind fuck em. Pack my bag, spend the rest of my time puffing. I could take the bruising, not the accusing.
Nah.
The tactics you're using, becoming amusing.
Yeah.
Screaming and shouting, frowning, pouting. It ain't that hard. Just love me or be out there.
Hey yo, Styles, I got a girl that's bad.
You gotta love me.
But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I could dig it.
Hey yo, Sheik, I got a girl that's bad.
You gotta love me.
But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I could dig it.
We'll be right back.
Yo.
Eric, that nigga said,
like you gotta be high and drunk sometimes.
You know, look, here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room, yeah. Go. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded. Go.
Let me get faded. Me and Benjamin Franklin, it's like we related. Me and Mary Jane, we get so sedated. Long as you respect it, you can love it or hate it. It's the same old shit. If the rap don't work, then the can gon' flip. Just the juice bar nigga in the mango six. And my lingo kick, and I bang my shit. Hold up, hold up, let me get faded. Roll up an eighth for the sour high graded. Copy, but you just can't paste it. You can smell the weed, but you sure can't taste it.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room. Here we go. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded.
Hey yo, I was young, I was getting my hair braided. Mama pulling on my scalp, I'm like, goddamn, I hate it. Now I'm sitting in the coupe, I'm like, goddamn, I made it. I ain't seen you in my life, how we goddamn related? That's why I get faded. No matter if I spit the hottest shit, I'm underrated. No matter if I fuck the hottest bitch, I'm still skating. We ain't dropping years, but our fans are still waiting. Got a new man and a baby, how the fuck you still hating? We ain't even touched down, but our numbers are still painting. Every day is our birthday on Percocet. Belated.
Yeah.
Every day is our birthday on purpose, that's belated. We get faded.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room. Here we go. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded. Here we go.
Yeah, let me get faded. You are now rocking with Sean, Jason, and David.
L-O-I.
We solid gold, these niggas is gold-plated. The only reason you still alive, I okayed it. Haha, yup, same old kids. Still in the hood on the same old strip. Sticking to the story, yeah, the same old script. If your formula works, then don't change your shit. Hold up, hold up, let me get faded. Everything's for sale, but I prefer to keep the hazelin. Ain't about money, might as well not even say shit. Get shot or get bladed.
We
get faded. We
what? Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room, yeah. Go. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded. Go.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, what's going on? Najee Head Radio, and we are back. Man, hit y'all with two joints off the Lox EP. It's only four songs on that whole EP. And they snuck that shit in, like, at the end of 2013, like, a little bit, right after Beyonce dropped her shit. But that joint, the last joint you heard was Faded. The joint before that was Love Me or Leave It Alone. That was off of Brand Nubians, and they had did their version of it. And that last joint just came in today. That was DJ K-Slay, 90s Flow, Fat Joe, Ghostface, Raekwon, Sheik, Looch, McGruff, Noor. Fame and Real. Yeah, man, they was all on that joint, man. But that just came out today. So, You know, we try to hit y'all with the shit, man, when I get it, man. I still got shit. I'm telling you, Red, I can't play every goddamn thing, man. I got so much shit, and it's hard for me to go through my stuff, man. And you know, I got to, put it through the MP3 player machine and recode it and shit. Because, you know, motherfuckers playing with MP4s now. And, Blog Talk doesn't read the shit, you know. I really wish they had a better way to upload the music as opposed to just doing three at a time. Because I would say, you know, I like the thing where you just drag and drop that shit up in there, and it loads it up, and you're done. You know, I got to do three at a time, and it takes a lot of fucking time. But, yeah, those are the joints we had today. I still got some more for y'all if I got a little time left, man. First and foremost, let me reiterate, for future entertainment on the show or for future guests, listen, if you don't let us know in the door how you would like to be introduced as, you know, we're going to go with our format. And it's no disrespect to you, you know. We don't want to say formally. We'll just say from, you know. So in Tash's regard, like I say, we didn't have no specific way to introduce the brother. And, you know, Black Silver was like, you know, he wasn't a little bit happy about that. And that's fine. We cool. We weren't trying to do no disrespect. But that's how we introduced you, man. Tash of the Alcoholics. We didn't say Alcoholics Tash. We said Tash of the Alcoholics. We didn't say nobody else's name. We just said you, sir. So we weren't trying to offend you or nothing like that. But that's how we got it. Again, apologies. Future reference, hit us up and let us know, hey, this is how I would like to be introduced. Same thing for DOS Effects people, man. You know, it is what it is, man. We introduced you. You didn't say how. Whoever your PR person was didn't give us any information in regards to that. So that's how we introduced you, man. And a lot of people, I would think, just me. This is just me. This ain't for the station. This is just me. If I'm somebody listening to the show and I'm really not familiar with who the fuck you are, sorry. I mean, it just helps, you know. We have instances like that. Like my ignorant ass, I didn't recognize Self Jupiter. I didn't know. You know, I haven't heard a Freestyle Fellowship album in God knows how long, since college, you know. Boundaries was my shit. I'm sorry, but I didn't. The name didn't hit me right away. Sorry, I need my hip-hop card revoked. Sorry, but it happens, you know. But luckily, the way the show is set up, I am thankful that he was available to be on the show because now I want to talk to him. And if we can make that happen, we can do that, you know. I didn't know. Shame on me. Sorry, you know. But that's how the show is operating. And like I say, I know some of y'all are like, man, this motherfucker talking to him on the bus. Dude, we get that. Shit, we talked to, who was that? Fredro from Onyx, man. This motherfucker was in the car talking to us, driving, phone to his face, talking to us. Granddaddy IU did that shit to us one show, man. He was on the phone, driving. You know, sometimes we get some Looney Tunes up here, man. We had MC Fan last year, man. That cat was drunk, talking hella shit. But it was a fun show, man. Remember that shit? He was only talking crazy shit. We had Booty Brown and Imani on the show. Booty Brown got pissed at us, you know. But we get that. We get characters on the show, man, you know, from Far Side, you know. We get characters, man. And that's what I love about the dynamics of our show is that we have spontaneous shit. It's on the fly. Ain't no pre-written out questions, as you can tell, because I just ask any old damn thing. I need to start writing out the fucking questions, but you know, you never know what you're going to get. We had Drez last week. He gave us the Russell Simmons goodnight, goodbye. You know, you never know what you're going to get. You know, so it's kind of hard to ask the questions that you want to ask because you never know what type of personality you're going to get. You never know what type of tune the person's going to be in. You never know what the fuck you're going to get. So enjoy the show. Enjoy the music. We're trying to do something cool and positive. You know, if you don't like our voices, find another show. But as it is right now, that's what you get. You know, we trying to bring it to you. 2014, I said we was going to put D-Hour on the map. Naja Head Wednesday is going to be on the map. Hopefully I can get in contact with Roz Kaz and I can get some pictures from his show Saturday. Chicago got a lot of shit. We just had Jay-Z Monkey Ass out here last week. He was here. And we get a lot of shows. Around the wintertime, man, that's when I see a lot of shows out here. Some of them slip under the radar on me, but I'm going to try to hit them up. Check us out. Not here Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. 10 p.m. 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Check me out on Facebook. Search Nod Your Head. I'm on Facebook. Look for Brock Gunny Sampson. It's B-R-O-C-K, Gunny, as it sounds, Gun, N-Y, but I like that, Sampson. And look me up on Facebook, nodyourhead.webs.com. Check out the page. I have so much shit going on. Red got some more shit going on. I'm sure she's going to give y'all, what's your information? Where can they find you at, Red?
I'm all over the place. Just Google Red Child and you'll see me.
There you go. You know, if you got any music that you want to send to us, well, to me personally, for the Nod Your Head show, anything else you can send to the hour, send them that bullshit. But to me, send me your good shit. Logical, L-O-G-I-K-A-L 3 at gmail.com. Send me your music, man. Send me some good shit, man. Don't be sending no bullshit. Don't be sending me white people crazy type shit. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Yeah, you got to listen to it. Like, when we go back later on, listen to the show and see, listen to the song I played earlier, man. This cat called Rockus. He's got a song called White People Crazy. They played that today in New York, and I went to my Facebook and YouTube, downloaded the shit, played it earlier on the show. You missed it last week, too. I don't know if you heard the Kanye joint, You Ain't Got the Answer, Sway. I played that shit last week, too. Check out for my man, Granddaddy IU. I want to thank him for calling. Again, this is the type of show we have, man. These cats don't have to do this shit because we ain't paying for shit. We ain't paying nobody a fucking crumb, and we ain't getting paid. But they call, and they indulge us, and they get on the show, and they, you know, we shoot the shit like we have a conversation now. We talking on the phone. We ain't got no mics in this motherfucker. I got Bluetooth earpiece in my ear right now, talking from my fucking cell phone. That's how hood we are with this fucking show. So we ain't got no mics. We ain't got no budget. We ain't got no commercial. It's commercial free in this piece, you know. It is what it is, you know. Enjoy the shit. That's all I can tell you, because ain't nobody else playing what we play on local radio. And you only find shit like this on the internet, you know. AC, the program director out there in Chicago, that's my dude, man. He has a dope-ass show. Check them motherfuckers out, man, you know. Listen, you know, if you tired of hearing the same trap music, same bullshit on the radio, come here. Or indulge yourself and look on the internet and find other stuff exactly like this. Because this is what we do. You might hear some weird shit on here, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give a venue to those who don't have. And that's what's up with Nod Your Head Radio. So I'm going to leave it like that. We got like about 2 minutes left in the show. I want to play some more shit. And I hate this because I still want to play some of Rock Marciano shit. I got Yancey Boys, Dilla's brother, you know, on here. I still got some Rapsy. I think what I'm going to try to do next Wednesday, I'm going to try to get some shit together and put together a female episode. Red, you got to send me some music, man, so I can put your ass I'm going to try to put a female show together and do some shit. And see if we can catch, like, Lady of Rage, Bahamadia, Light.
That'd be great.
A whole bunch of people, you know, that kind of built up to the FemC. And when I say, like, Heather B., all of them, I'm talking about real FemC. I'm talking about grimy motherfuckers, Jean Grey. You know, we ain't talking about females with, you know, sexploitation-ass females and shit. We talking about females that can really spit. I'm going to call it Female Spit Show. I'm gonna think of a title for the shit, but I'm gonna try to have it for either next show or the show after that. It depends, you know. And hopefully, like I say, I'm still trying to get in contact with Scarface. So if anybody know what Scarface is, hook me up. Still trying to get in contact with Craig Mack. If anybody know who Craig Mack is, hook me up. Let me know. Holler at D. Other than that, we about to bounce up out of here. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for calling in. See you next Wednesday. Nod Your Head Wednesdays, and we out.
Peace.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station showing love to underground artists. Yeah.